Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 64 degrees at 7:30 on this Monday morning. This month, we expect the decision on who will complete the Democratic ticket.
Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden will choose a running mate. A top choice, California Congresswoman Karen Bass says she's ready to tackle issues
around race and the division. The 10 years that I have sat on the Foreign Affairs Committee, working primarily in Africa, yes, I would be prepared.
As she and several other women seek to be Biden's choice, Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller is painting the Biden camp as
the radical left-wing mob. It's Bernie Sanders, it's AOC, it's Ilhan Omar, and those are really the ideas that are for the American people.
Both appeared on Fox News Sunday. Biden's choice is expected within the next 2 weeks. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Wichita police are investigating illegal protest activity they say occurred since Wednesday.
It involves a group of protesters who have been meeting downtown, blocking traffic, causing disturbances, vandalizing property, aggravated assault with a firearm, and battery. Charges will be forthcoming. Officer Charlie Davidson says police have always supported individuals' right to demonstrate lawfully and has previously worked alongside other demonstration leaders to ensure their groups were able to share their views safely. However, the individuals protesting the past few days refused to demonstrate lawfully. Wichita police will continue to monitor any protest activities in the city. Illegal activity will not be tolerated, and criminals will be arrested and held accountable for their actions to the fullest extent of the law. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Chairman of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, Dalton Glasscock, tells KNSS News, anyone who requested an advanced ballot for Tuesday's primary should vote by that advanced ballot.
Because if you decide to go into the polling place that day, that vote is going to be cast provisionally. And if that's the case, that won't be counted for weeks later. And so if you've received an advanced ballot, either vote advance, fill out that ballot, and take it to the election office. But don't just go in and vote like normal if you've received a ballot.
Dalton Glasscock was a guest on the John Whitford Show Sunday night on KNSS.
History made in the world of space travel.
Just before 3 p.m. Eastern Sunday, as described on NASA TV,
splashdown.
As you can see on your screen, we have visual confirmation for splashdown.
The first landing in water in 45 years was also the successful end of a test flight of SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft, the first commercially built and operated spacecraft to carry people to and from orbit. Astronaut Doug Hurley on the reentry provided some perspective on NASA TV.
Anybody who's touched Endeavor, you should take a moment to just cherish this day, especially given all the things that have happened this year.
Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Authorities in Florida say a Burger King worker was fatally shot after a dispute over a delay in a food order. The Orange County Sheriff's Office identified the shooter in a news release Sunday as 37-year-old Kevis Rodriguez-Tormez. Authorities say he is charged with first-degree murder with a firearm, destruction of evidence, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The victim was identified as 22-year-old Desmond Armand Joshua Jr., who had only recently begun working at the Burger King restaurant. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a rather cool start to the day, it's going to be sunny. Temperatures in the mid to upper 70s or so around lunchtime. 82 for the high this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low near 60. Then a few clouds to start the morning Tuesday, our high 79. A few thunderstorms could roll in late Tuesday night and Wednesday morning with a high 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 64 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 8 miles per hour. 7:35 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday morning. That means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. How is everyone?
Well, we're doing nice. Nice weather, at least, and a little bit cooler than it has been. It's great, great weather.
Definitely.
Good to get outside.
Got some yard work done this weekend, which was needed.
There you go. I understand that the city officials are going to meet with some of the bar owners and talk about how we're going to go forward with this pandemic. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. So, as I think most people are following the both the advice at the national level and at the state level, bars have been targeted as a place that will likely be the next to be shut down. You know, there's just when folks get some alcohol in them and you know, some of these bars here in Wichita turn more into the nightclubs towards the end of the night. So they just recently put a curfew at 12 o'clock for these places to shut down. And, you know, if it takes it a step further, as the governor has said and really as the White House has recommended, then my goal is to bring people to the table and have a plan in place if that happens. So really it's about listening to the owners, but also about kind of showing the tools we have to help owners and also help their employees if these numbers keep going up and if they're forced to have a temporary shutdown.
It almost seems like, however, we're singling somebody out for this treatment, although I guess, you know, if that's where the problem is, that's where the problem is, huh?
Well, it's not their fault. Like, and that's the thing. We have this, I think, an argument about fairness, which is one that we normally value more than other arguments in our society. And then it was about what's safer than other activities. You know, I remember when this first started and a guy who owns a jiu-jitsu gym messaged me and he thought it was unfair that people could go jogging, but he couldn't have his jiu-jitsu class. And like, I totally understand that argument, but when you're jogging, you're out alone usually, or you're at least further apart. You're not going to get droplets on you when you're rolling, is what they call it. You know, you're in close contact with someone. If they have the coronavirus, they're more likely to pass it on. Very similar situation where restaurants, I think, have done a better job of being able to spread out tables. People are sitting down, not really moving around as much. That has been safer than, you know, a bar, which is really, I think, designed for interaction. So, you know, if you're within 6 feet of someone for longer than 10 minutes and that person is contagious, you're likely to catch it at that point. So I totally understand the argument that these folks think we're targeting them or government's targeting them. And my goal is, at this local level, we really don't have much of a say in this policy that comes down from the top. But what we can do is bring people together and figure out what resources are available in case this does happen.
All right. The other issue that's kind of on top of the mind is right now is this Century 2 petition, which is now the city has filed a suit, as I understand it, saying that the city lawyers don't think it's a valid petition. Do you have any idea what specific argument there is, Mayor Whipple, on that?
Yeah, of course. So now keep in mind that the law office or legal department here, they work for the entire city, not as an organization, not the city council. So they have concerns about the language in the petition that it's overreaching. And they had to make the language, I guess, wider so that it wasn't what's called administrative. It stays in the legislative lane, which means you can get a public vote. Anyways, we get a lot of lawyer consultation on this stuff. But overall, they are challenging the language because they're afraid that it will prevent us from doing stuff like, you know, doing upgrades in older buildings that aren't really the significance of like Century 2. However, we're working on some language right now. I'm working on a draft right now with my colleagues here that would tie the future of Century 2 to a vote. And, you know, we're hopefully we'll get the support and can start rolling that out so that we can, I guess, fulfill the spirit of those 17,000 folks who signed the petition, the spirit of that petition, which is to ensure a vote for Century 2, while also doing it in a way where it's less, less risky of having unintended consequences.
I know because of the pandemic, you're having to make some tough budget decisions, and I've heard from some folks that are pretty concerned there might be some pretty big financial cuts for animal services. I know that some of that is on the table. Is this an issue that the city council is really going to be taking a look at? And I know it's probably a lot of budgetary decisions that will be impacting you guys in weeks to come.
Yeah, people are very upset about the cuts to our animal services. So this budget was presented by our city manager. It's just the first draft, and we're supposed to have our ear to the community and make changes as folks bring up issues. One of the problems, though, is we are cutting $11 million out of this year's budget and, you know, $16 million out of next year. So this is the other thing is, you know, we're going to have some pains like this. You can't cut $26 million out of a two-year budget without having some issues. However, on this particular item, I spoke with one of the folks who run the Humane Society, and they are just not equipped to handle the increase of services that will be required of them. Yeah. So my goal is to, you know, kind of like my goal is in this entire role is, all right, well, what can we do to hammer out a compromise so that, you know, we don't have to spend, I guess, the $400,000. Where we can spend less than that, but we can also ensure that when we hand this off to the nonprofit sector, these services, it's done responsibly. So that's something I need to work on this week. I got to save Century 2. I have to work with the bars. I have to, save the puppies who are strays. And, what else I got to do? I got to probably do some stuff with the coronavirus as well. So it's going to be a busy week.
Yeah, by the end of the week, you're going to have to go mow the lawn again, too. So there you go.
And I probably got to mow the lawn, yeah. It's going to rain on Wednesday.
It's always something
going on.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We appreciate it. Wichita
Thank
Mayor
you.
Brandon Whipple. Mondays with the Mayor, Steve and Ted, right here on KNSS. Hey, Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up, Ted.
Nice.
And he's going to talk about more job cuts for Wichita's largest employer.
No. Yep. Yeah.
That's on the way with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.